fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die.
Okay. What about mechanics?
Men who mean just what they say.
Mechanic, Jim Mechanic.
The brave men.
Okay.
Of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best.
Hang on, are you there, Manny?
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits.
Yeah, Diane, we're coming up with a guest. I didn't want to just cut you off. You want to talk real quick?
He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming back on the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 17th day of June, 2007. Welcome back. My special guest this half hour will be Professor James McKinney. Over the past, I'm not even sure how long Jim and I have known each other now, 2 to 3 years, Jim and I have gotten to know each other. I've been following his work for several years now. He certainly gained my respect, and he's been on this show a number of times, not as frequently as he should be. Professor McKinney is a credentialed scientist, a credentialed professor, who started out with Cornell University doing his theoretical research as the live satellite feeds, space probe feeds, were coming in from NASA into Cornell. And he had access to the raw data that had not been tampered with by anybody. Based on that raw data, he came up with theoretical papers that he was writing that were cutting edge at the time and being rejected by the mainstream scientists, which more and more now over these past 20, nearly 30 years, I guess it's been more than 30 years, his theories he was writing about going back to the early 70s are now being slowly integrated into mainstream science without giving him credit for it. Professor McKinney is an expert when it comes to matters of our solar system and astrophysics, on weather and other related topics, and quite frankly, unrelated topics, although mathematics and astronomy certainly go together. His new book, Calculate Primes, is the answer to a many centuries-old mathematical mystery. And with that brief introduction, Jim McKinney, are you there, sir? Hello.
Hello, John.
Yeah, Jim, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you now, yes, sir.
Great.
What do we want to talk about this half hour, Jim? Anything you want. No censorship on Republic.
Okay, we're going to talk about two things, the water situation on Mars and also the water situation on Earth.
All right.
Some very interesting similarities there.
We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th of June, and we're visiting with Professor McCanning. Jim, are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Before we get to the topics at hand, I want you to give out your website, please, and contact information so people can get your material and listen to you on your radio show.
Okay, the website is, this is the abbreviated easy form. You'll get to the same site. It's jmccsci.com, seven letters, JMCCS as in Sam, CI.com. And that's the web page. The radio shows are all archived there. There's a lot of material there, including the ordering page for the books and DVDs, etc. Now, also for people who use mail order, we're going to be talking about weather and water today. And for that, if you want to learn more about that, I recommend the weather book. And my address for that is JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota, 55392. And the weather book is $25, and that includes shipping to the 50 states. And it discusses the water situation on this planet, on Mars, and basically the conditions in the solar system weather, and with a lot of emphasis on planet Earth. So, okay, John, that's a basic summary of the information.
Outstanding. That's JMCC, JMMCCSI, right?
No, 1M.
A 1M.
Yeah,
let's do that again.
JMCCSCI.com, seven letters.
Okay, that's great. Juliet, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India. All right. We got it. Okay, we're going to talk about water. And water on Mars, water on Earth. You got the microphone. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. This past week, NASA announced, and this will probably be in mainstream press. You'll probably see this like on the CNN or Reuters, the web news science outlets, claiming that Mars once had vast oceans. Now, this is a real first for NASA, because they've been up there dabbling and saying, oh, there might be a little water here, a little water there. There might be some underground springs, you know. This is the first time they've really come out and had to admit that Mars literally was a blue planet, oceans of water. And then they go into their little dog and pony show dance routine, trying to avoid the real facts. And this is something I've been talking about for decades. In fact, that's why I brought up my weather book, because it has 8 pages of high-definition, high-resolution composite photos of the planet Mars, where I show that the rivers, the watershed regions of Mars are very visible on a planetary scale, and then I show some more, some close-up views of, for example, Olympus Mons, which is the great volcano, all of these showing incredible erosion on Mars. And now here's the point. You can see in these photographs the lowlands, and they're very definitively marked because there are no craters there at all. And the highlands are heavily cratered, almost like our moon. So the idea is that as the meteors or whatever hit Mars over the eons, over the millennia, the ocean dissipated those craters, if there ever were any, and so there weren't any craters in the lowlands where the oceans were. You can very clearly see this, and you can see in the highlands, like I say, it's just completely cratered. And then you'll have rivers cutting through craters and craters on top of riverbeds. But here's the point. If when NASA drew its picture of the oceans of Mars and released it this past week, their claim was that it was 4 billion years old, that the oceans were somehow around 4 billion years ago, and then all of a sudden magically left. Now, to hold that ocean in place, you need a vast atmosphere, something the nature of Earth's atmosphere. And Mars, the atmosphere of Mars today is very thin. So it begs the question, what happened to the atmosphere of Mars? NASA is claiming that the ocean just kind of sank into the ground, which is about as ridiculous as expecting all of our oceans to just all of a sudden one day drop into the ground. It's absolutely ridiculous. So the question is, what happened to the atmosphere? What happened to the oceans? And when, this is more important, when did it happen? And the ancients are very clear about this. In historical times, Mars was a blue planet. So it's curious to see NASA coming out trying to gain the high ground, as John says, to try and take over this topic of Mars having oceans. Now, let's jump over to our own moon. And I just released my latest lecture DVD, the first of a 20-DVD lecture series. And in it, I show a picture of our moon. It was taken in 1967 by the Lunar 4 orbiter. And this picture was on the Internet, on a NASA webpage. And I actually made a posting about this one day on my webpage. And I put a URL, and I said, everybody go look at this picture. In the picture, which I believe is about 27 miles across, it has a crater and a bunch of a big crater, and then it has a bunch of smaller craters. In that picture, you can see no fewer than 26 river flow areas on our moon.
Really?
And so I posted this on my webpage, and I went back, and people said I can't find it. I went back the next day, and NASA had removed that picture this entire set. Yeah, big surprise. So I, of course, had the picture captured, and it now resides on my newest DVD lecture, where I show that our own moon had serious water erosion going on sometime in the past. So, once again, where did that water come from? Why was it there? Now let's jump over to Earth. And, John, we were talking in the past couple of weeks about the potential of sea level rising due to the melting of the Greenland ice cap and Antarctica ice cap.
Right.
It contains about 95% of the Earth's fresh water on those two areas, and they are melting. They're melting at a much greater pace. The original studies for greenhouse effect, or global warming as it's called, they were done by an outfit called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And they've been in the news talking about global warming. And, of course, oddly enough, since 95% of the world's fresh water is melting, whether it's from the greenhouse effect or something else is not the point here. The point is, why are they then in the next sentence stating that we are going to have a water shortage due to global warming?
Right.
Excuse me, we have 20 times the amount of fresh water that currently exists on Earth. We're going to have that much fresh water in the next 20 to 50 years. So why on Earth would you say there's going to be a water shortage? Well, it turns out that it's a very profitable business with big corporations getting into the pipeline of controlling the distribution and sources of water. And so they are using global warming as a front runner, so to speak, a lead headline to convince people that there's going to be a worldwide water shortage. And you'll find articles about drought and all of these other type of water shortage issues. And the point being that we have had droughts all over the planet for as far back as history goes, but they are trying to accentuate certain key areas to make you think that, in fact, we are having a drought.
Jim, there's been proposals over the years, last several years, about putting meters on people's wells. Just a rumor that out here in the Ozarks is enough for people to start loading up their Winchesters and make them really, really angry. But that's the direction this is headed, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And the Fortune magazine ran an article last October, and the headline basically stated that water, the profiteering in water, would be equal to the oil profiteering of the last century. So this century, the giant bottling companies, whether it's Coca-Cola or other concerns, and this is all the way from the UN down to your local government, are being forced, in a sense, through coercion to start putting meters on your water line, and soon you'll also have a remote control valve on that, just like they do with, for example, peak electricity, where they'll send out a signal and actually turn the electricity off to your house or some components of your house, especially the air conditioners in the private sector, and they will turn them off when they want them off. And now that technology exists, and I got a nice friendly call one day wanting to put one of those on my house, and I said, no, thank you. But also in these communities, they're putting water meters that are remote controlled. They can read your water level, and they can transmit that information. One of the points of that is they can tell if you're home or not. They can tell a lot about you by your water usage.
Right, right. Pretty amazing stuff. Okay, well, I always encourage people to be independent. That's where I tell people to do. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Professor McCanning.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth.
With John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John,
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Professor McKinney. And, Jim, let's get your contact information out there again, please.
Okay, once again, the webpage is seven letters, jmccsci.com, and the all of the information there, the show archives are all located there. About 2.7 gigabytes of information on that page. And then also today we're talking about topics related to the weather book. And if people use mail order and they want to get a copy of that and learn a little bit more about the processes involved, that's the weather book, and mail order is $25. The address, JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota 55392. And that's a 300-page book. Full of information about weather, the solar system, and the weather, how it's, the weather systems on Earth.
Okay, we're going to have a few minutes here to talk about rising ocean levels, inundation, if you will. Please give us an update there, Jim.
Well, right now, John and I were talking offline here this past week about the possibility of ocean levels rising. And let's give a little bit of a history here of the past Earth events. Two issues have occurred on this planet that cause ocean levels to rise. One is the tsunamis. These are the great tsunamis, for example, the kind that are created by land movement from the Canary Islands, where the Canary Islands will, in fact, a chunk of that land will slide down into the ocean. And those tsunamis came westward and inundated all the way into Pennsylvania. That's where the great coal fields of Virginia and Pennsylvania came from. And repeatedly, this happened repeatedly over long periods of time. And the second form of inundation was from the Great Flood. If you look historically at the shelves around, say, Florida, all around the Caribbean, and in fact all around the entire world, a few this is before the Great Flood and the recent Ice Age, which was within the last 10,000 years, the world's oceans were about 200 feet lower than what they are right now. And they are finding large cities off of the coast of all of the major areas around the world. We were just talking about one between Japan and the mainland being discovered.
Okinawa and Japan, right?
Right, exactly. And so the Earth has seen some major changes. Now we're looking at the potential of the Earth's water level rising again by about 24 feet if Greenland and Antarctica completely melt, which may happen within the lifetime of some people actually living today, the younger people. And this is just an example. If it rose the entire 24 feet, the southeast United States alone would lose around 200,000 square kilometers of land. So that would put the land or the ocean level up above Lake Okoboji, and it would displace around 20 million people from that coastline region. So, computer models have been created for all around the world and published. This is published information available. And, for example, in the region of Southeast Asia and Northern Australia, 200,000 people would be displaced by that kind of a water level change. So, because most of the people on the planet, about 95% of the people on Earth, live within about 20 miles of the ocean. That's an amazing fact. So the question is, are we going to see these type of changes? And the one major point is, when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Control made its conclusions and published them, the ink was hardly dry on the page when they realized that the water levels were, the Earth's warming was increasing far greater than they had estimated in their computer models. And, of course, the real reason for the global warming is not due to you driving your car around. We are actually being driven by the sun. There's a lot more heat coming off of the sun, and we are coming out of an ice age. The Earth is actually warming up considerably. So the end result is we have to do something intelligent with all this fresh water that's going to be coming off of Greenland and Antarctica.
Well, it's so remote, Jim, I'm not so sure. It's a logistical problem to do something with water that's halfway around the planet. I guess it could be solved, but it sounds like a massive logistical problem to me.
Well, it is. But the way I see it as a scientist, first of all, the scientists are too interested in flying around to meetings talking about theories instead of talking about solutions to the problem.
Right.
And with our technology and our capability, we are spending all our resources in, say, petty wars over oil in the Mideast, when our leadership should be directing their efforts towards the real problems of this planet.
Jim, we are out of time, my friend. I appreciate the half hour. And thank you for visiting with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, sir. We'll have you on soon. That's Jim McCanny, and be sure and listen to his show Thursday nights. Go to his website. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our next guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th day of June, 2007. Welcome back. Before I forget, I want to mention once again Freeze-Dried Guy and his emergency unit number U, as in uniform, U-11. A one-month supply of the highest quality freeze-dried food with a lot of variety. We've got milk, eggs, oatmeal, applesauce, corn, I mean, lots of stuff here. Good stuff. His toll-free number is 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Website's pretty simple, freezedryguy.com. Check him out. The U.S. government buys their freeze-dried food from him. They get the best pricing and the best quality, and you should, too. Check him out. Special guest this half hour is my friend Aaron Zellman. Aaron is the head of an unusual organization, unusual from the aspect of what they do and how they do it, an educational organization. The name of the group is the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO for short. a small group compared to some of these other large, massively large national groups like the NRA, but a powerful group. Powerful because of the research they do, which is cutting-edge research into the archives of this country, the Library of Congress, the records of Congress, cutting-edge research and publications and DVDs based on that research. The most recent thing that JPFO has done is a movie. It's a DVD format, and the title of it is The Gang. As it turns out, I had a minor role in The Gang. I appear on there talking about some things that I participated in, I'm aware of, due to my career as a criminal defense investigator. And I was privileged to be on this movie. As it turns out, a number of people, friends and associates of mine, are on there as well. John Ross and T.J. Mullen was an advisor for certain matters, an attorney from St. Louis, and so forth. Anyway, without further ado, Aaron Zellman, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Aaron, welcome to the show. Before we go any further, how do people contact the JPFO?
Well, it's jpfo.org is the website. That's jpfo.org, and our office number during the week is 262-673-9745. Our toll-free number is 800-869-1884.
Okay. Now, this project, The Gang, it's finally ready for release. It is being released. It's being shown in movie theaters and around the country and in people's homes. When did this project begin, Aaron?
Oh, well over a year ago. We originally put out a DVD using raw footage of a BATFE agent claiming that a malfunctioning semi-automatic rifle really was a machine gun. And that was the genesis, John, for making the film, because we realized there's a much bigger story here.
Absolutely.
And part of the story really is the history of gun control in America.
And that's what the DVD really tells is, and it's a very short history, all things considered, going back only to the 1930s, correct?
That's correct, when the revenuers were collecting money.
Well, down here where I live in the Ozarks, they're very, very familiar with revenuers, and people were making whiskey down here back during Prohibition, yeah.
So that's where the BATF got its start. And once it really became an agency of its own, it became more thuggish, more brutal, murderous, more criminal, and it is that way today. That's why we call it The Gang, because we're dealing with the criminals.
And ladies and gentlemen, when Mr. Zellman uses this verbiage, criminals and thuggish, he's not being flippant, and he is not adding to making these people anything other than what they are. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives does engage in criminal activity. When I say criminal activity, they create crime. And they did so with Randy Weaver up in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and in other places. And our movie, ours because I'm in it, The Gang, documents going back to the very beginning moments during the dark old days of Prohibition when this outfit got started. What kind of responses are we getting, Aaron, from the people watching this?
Very good. You know, we had some showings in a small town called Twin Falls, Idaho, which we coordinated with a local gun store that's being harassed and the ATF is trying to destroy their business. They've been a family business for almost, the last 70 years. And we had, they rented a theater there, and it was a total sellout, if you can put it that way. I mean, it was
really
just full seating for both nights.
Really?
And then the TV people covered it, the newspapers covered it, the radio stations covered it, because the message is beginning to settle in with gun owners in Idaho that there is a movement afoot to disarm the American people.
Absolutely.
The ATF is really the main agent to carry out this nefarious scheme, and that The 68 Gun Control Act, as people have learned and as you testified to, you know, being based on the use of Nazi statutes to create an American law, has some people absolutely flabbergasted that the U.S. Congress would do something as dastardly and underhanded as using Nazi law to make American law.
Well, what you're saying is true on one hand. On the other, I think Senator Dodd was probably the only man in the U.S. Congress who truly knew what he was doing. And the rest of them were in the dark, in my opinion.
Well, they're not in the dark anymore.
Well, they're not. They can't be.
And,
we've made them aware.
And now I think people, especially gun owners, will watch the United States Congress want to do nothing about the use of Nazi law to make American law.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think people also, once they watch the film, they fully realize that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives exists for one reason. That is to destroy gun ownership in America.
Absolutely. Yes, the it's kind of a joke. Anytime that criminals are interviewed, and of course I interview criminals for a living, criminals always have access to firearms. All it takes is money or the gumption to commit a theft. That's all it takes. And these laws only prevent law-abiding citizens and restrict law-abiding citizens or make it more burdensome from a paperwork point of view or from a money point of view. That's what happened with the semi-automatics and high-capacity magazine ban. It just drove the prices up on everything without restricting anything else, just made higher prices.
Well, the same is true, you know, with the banning of machine guns after 1986. A machine gun that used to be a couple $100 is now $9,000.
Oh, absolutely, and a $500 M1 Thompson like I carry in Vietnam is now going for $20,000. It's amazing.
Yeah, and what's even more amazing is that the government doesn't profit from that.
Well, we don't know who's we don't know who's connected to who here. Maybe
yeah.
There's some profits going on we're not aware of.
Well,
maybe that's something we should look into.
Perhaps
Aaron,
we
you know.
Should.
Now, maybe the guys that passed these laws had vaults full of M1 Thompsons or something. I don't know.
Well, they might. They just might.
This is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got any questions or comments for Aaron Zellman with the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I would love to see Republic carry the DVD, The Gang. I'll call up management this coming week and talk to them and see if they would agree to carry it on their website.
Well, we'd be happy to work with them.
It would be great because it would fit right in with the other books and DVDs that Republic Broadcasting carries, which, by the way, republicbroadcasting.org is where you go to shop for all these fun things.
You know, John, if there's one point I can make about The Gang.
Please, please.
The purpose of making the film is to reach out to 100 million gun owners and mobilize them so that we can take our country back. We don't really care about changing minds, changing Sarah Brady's mind. We gun owners are much better off just mobilizing 100 million gun owners.
Absolutely. No, we're not going to change Sarah Brady's mind. That's not going to
happen. And one of the things I've been telling people, John, is that there's 2,300 ATF agents actively involved in enforcing gun control laws, whether it be collecting taxes from folks at Mossberg who make shotguns, or whether it be bashing down doors, or whether it be lying to juries. But there's 100 million gun owners. And I always ask the question, why are 100 million armed Americans begging and groveling before 2,300 bureaucratic thugs so that we can maintain our rights?
That's an excellent question. And why does Congress keep funding these thugs? There were some serious attempts in the not-too-recent past to make ATF go away and incorporate whatever they do into the FBI.
That's true. I think the FBI decided they weren't interested in that. I think they also tried to incorporate it into the Secret Service, and they said they weren't interested in mixing dirty water with clean water or something to that effect.
Well, as I, you know, you don't know this, but my radio show I used to have in St. Louis, I would do an ATF update, and I played the theme song from the 1950s TV show F Troop.
Okay.
For my introduction. Because within law enforcement circles, and I have a lot of friends and associates who are both local, state, and federal in law enforcement, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is well known and has been for decades to be the place, if you can't get hired anyplace else because you're not smart enough, you don't have enough education, you go to work for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. If you're not bright enough to be a U.S. Marshal, a Secret Service agent, or an FBI agent, it's the employment of last resort because they've always had the lowest hiring standards.
Well, they've certainly proven that with the research that we have done. I think when people watch the film, they'll just be astounded at the type of people that are being a part of the ATF. These are people that you would not want to invite to your home for dinner.
What was it, the roundup, what do they call that? The
good old boys roundup.
Good old boys roundup. I want to get that right. When you see the film and you see this segment on the good old boys roundup, and we've got limited time, I'm not going to go into it, and connect the dots. Connect the dots about what I'm saying about hiring standards and what that means in terms of the quality of people you get. You get the bottom, you get the dregs. The dregs are the stuff at the bottom of your wine bottle. You get the dregs of humanity who can't get hired anywhere else in any federal law enforcement agency working for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And of course you're going to end up with things like the good old boys roundup, which quite frankly is an embarrassment and humiliating for any professional law enforcement person to even know that a person who took an oath to enforce the federal laws of the United States with a badge and a gun would even be associated with anything like that.
Well, that's part of it, you know. But within the film, you know, we go into some other details about how one of the agents was working with a gang, a bunch of criminals, and he would obtain cocaine, and they would sell the cocaine for a profit. Same agent was involved in covering up a murder.
Right.
So we're dealing with the American people have to realize, if I can put it this way, they have to wake up and realize something incredibly evil is being done, the name of the law to break the law, if we can put it that way, and that the Second Amendment's going to die if the ATF is not abolished and if the 68 Gun Control Act, which is based on Nazi law, is not abolished.
Aaron, you're being too kind. The Gun Control Act of 1968, I was in Vietnam, by the way, when that was being passed, is basically a word-for-word English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Saying it's based upon it is being too kind. It is the Nazi gun laws in English. That's what it is. Of course, it's been added to now for nearly 40 years here and there.
Well, as we say here, you know, the 68 Gun Control Act is the mother snake.
Absolutely.
And then that mother snake, if it's not killed, if people don't kill it, it will kill our gun freedoms.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, what Aaron Zellman and myself are, what we're telling you right now, this is a huge federal agency, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. When it comes to the firearms part of their mission statement, as opposed to alcohol, tobacco, and explosives, when it comes to the firearms part of their mission statement, the foundation of everything they do is based on the 1938 Nazi gun laws, word-for-word English translation.
Well, you're right. But I think it's even that in itself is sinister enough. But their attitude is that they really don't care who they harm or who they kill, as long as they are able to make more and more prosecutions. They don't care who they frame. And as we show in the film, they don't care what kind of informants they have, what kind of background their informants have, so they can make a case to destroy somebody's life.
There's footage
so
on
there. So they get a bigger pension.
Absolutely. Now, there's a segment in there, and it's a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms training session where a member of management, ATF management, is training other ATF people, and he's telling these people to commit perjury while they're giving sworn a testimony in the court.
That's correct.
That's what he's doing. He's instructing these men and women to commit perjury.
Yeah, people have to see this so they'll believe it, so they don't think we're making this up.
No, it's just incredible. And there will be no denials from any government agency that this is not forthright and accurate, because this is in full color. It is the tape of the ATF official informing these ATF employees to commit perjury on a witness stand.
Well, that's just standard procedure.
It seems to be. It seems to be.
It's SOP.
Okay. Now, when people go to the jpfo.org, they can navigate through there and find the gang and purchase it, correct?
They just go to the store, or they can go to another website we set up called thegangmovie.com.
Neat. Thegangmovie.com.
And they can also go to jpfo.org and go to the JPFO store.
Neat. Well, as I've been telling my listeners here the last couple of weeks, I'm now writing some articles for you folks. I'm a little bit behind. And we got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back from the break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 17th of July, 2007. We're visiting with Mr. Aaron Zellman, the leader of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and we're talking about their latest movie, their best movie, most likely, titled The Gang. Are you there, Aaron?
I'm here.
Okay. I got your website up here in front of me. It looks like $29.95, which includes shipping. This movie, quite frankly, has the production quality of any Hollywood documentary. The level of audio and visual, the editing, the music, it's all done in the most professional, highest level, Hollywood level that you can imagine. And you'll be proud to own this and show it to your friends and give it as gifts to people who are in the gun culture and those who don't have a clue about firearms. And you could be proud to do this as a excellent work that will get the message across that needs to be gotten. What is that website again, Aaron?
There's two of them. One is jpfo.org, which takes people to the JPFO store. And the other is thegangmovie.com.
Outstanding. Well, I encourage people to consider getting this DVD. This is something that you need, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fight that we need to fight, a fight we can win if enough of us get together and start pressuring Congress. Congress is the key to making this happen. Aaron, what new projects you got coming up, if you can share with us?
Well, at the moment, I think we're going to focus on promoting the gang. But we're going to try to do some specialty advertising on the Internet. To motivate people, to help them understand that a unique opportunity exists for gun owners to join together and take back our country.
It does. And, Aaron, I want to get you back on the show here every so often. It meets your schedule and the scheduling here to give us an update on how the gang is doing and talk about the gang. And maybe by then we'll have some people who've watched it that they can call in also and give their comments on the gang. And
now, let me just, if I just have a moment, I'll
please,
make an offer to your listeners. If they call in their order tomorrow or during the week and mention they heard this interview on the show, we'll give them a free, a large-size full-color movie poster.
Whoa.
It sells for $19.95, but I'll give it to them free. They order one copy of The Gang.
Well, that's neat, and that's very nice.
They have to mention your name, though.
Well, they have to mention my name, and here's the number is 800-869-1884, correct?
That's one of the numbers, correct.
Okay. Well, that's neat, and that's a wonderful offer, and I've got this poster here in front of me. It says, "You're Fired" on it right in the middle. Is that the one?
Yes, it is.
It is. Neat. Well, it's a very powerful graphic done in a manner that certainly grabs people's attention. It's in, looks like red, white, blue, and black. Nice color poster. Well, that's a wonderful offer there, Aaron. Tell me, just a bit of technology. How is this shown in the movie show?
Using DVD technology.
It is.
DVD
well, me,
projector.
I wasn't aware you could even do that.
Yeah, you have to do a full screen.
It looks like we are out of time. Aaron, I appreciate your being a guest, and I will be in touch with you and other people we talked about. Be sure and call Aaron tomorrow and 800-869-1884 and order The Gang, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be glad you did.
Thank you,
once
John.
Again, thank you. Appreciate it, Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. You all have a safe week, and God bless America.